So the Machzor Shekel never reached the Gizbah yet, and it got lost. So the city was not mekayim the mitzvah Machzor Shekel. They have to bring another Machzor Shekel. Mishum Shavuos Takona. According to Rabbi Yechon, it's very good on Mishnah. The reason why you swear is because there's a new Takona to swear. Elul Rebbe Lozom, but according to Rebbe Lozom, that he said our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shimon, that really the klal is you don't swear on something that belongs to Hegdish. Only if you have achrayis on it, like the Bnei Ir, before they took their truma, that if it got lost, the people in the city would have to pay another Machzor Shekel. So since that money is still in their achrayis, it's considered like their money. Therefore, it's understandable why the shliach has to swear to the Bnei Ir. Is Nishpoyim l'Bnei Ir Hodehi. That's very good. To Rebbe Shimon, it goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Because you said, since the Chayiv Achrayis. But the Mishnah says, though, Nishpoyim l'Gizborim. But let's say the Gizbor, they already made the Truma Saleshka. They took the Truma out. So we're going now, Mishnah, that term Alostid Ligvois. So Mela is considered like all the Machzor Shekel already reached the Gizbor. So the Bnei Ir are potzafen achrayis. They don't have to give another Machzor Shekel. The money like reached the Gizbor already. So the shliach has to just swear to the Gizbor that he wasn't at fault. So the kasher is Gizbor mayav v'tayu. How come you swear to the Gizbor? L'chura the Gizbor is pure hegdish, and the klal is you don't swear on nichse hegdish. You Rebbe Lozom want to say the Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe Shimon. So that's only good calls among the people in the city have achrayis on the shkolim before they took off the truma. But once they took off the truma, you're telling me now it's considered like the Machzor Shekel reached the Beis Hamikdash already. So the Bnei Ir are potter. There's no more achrayis. So there's no more achrayis, it's pure nechse hegdish. So why does the Mishnah say the shliach still has to swear to the Gizbor? It's shvira kranz Rav Lezer. And the Gemara Enechanami. Really, there's only one shvua here. It means nishpoyim lebnei yir b'maymid Gizborim. Really, the Mishnah only means one shvua. It's only a shvua if before they took off the truma, that the money did not reach the Gizbor yet. So then we say that it's considered the achrayis of the people in the city. So that's what's good according to Rav Shimon. It's called the chosim. You have to swear. But when the shliach has to swear to the people, he has to swear in front of the people and also in front of the gizborim. So there it says, "Nishmar of neir v'mayim the gizborim ki heichid lo nechashdinu chidei that they should not be choshedim." In other words, they should not be choshed the shliach. That's why they have to swear in front of both of them. He's not swearing directly to the Gizborim, he's only swearing in front of the Gizborim, but he can shvua to the Bnei Ir. He says at the top, Nishbor lo Bnei Ir, Lito Schorin b'mayim ad Gizborim, Bnei Shehefsir al Hegdish, because there's a Hefsir here at the Hegdish. So he's swearing now to the Bnei Ir, that the Bnei Ir, he's asking them, you have to pay me money though. I want to get my wages, I did a shliach for you, pay me up. Even though what the Bnei Ir say, why should we pay you up? You didn't do the good thing, you got lost. He says, no, it wasn't my fault. So he has to swear to them to collect their money. Why is he swearing in front of the Gizbor? Stam. Since the Gizbor lost out here, it's talking about after the Truma. After the Truma is considered like the money already reached the Gizbor. Now that it got stolen, it's like it got stolen from the Gizbor. So the Gizbor, the Hegdish, is losing out. So he say, when you swear now, swear in front of the Gizbor. So that the Gizbor should not be choshed you, as if to say, maybe you stole our money. But it's not considered a shrua directly to the Gizbor. You're swearing to the Bnei Ir. And why are you swearing to the Bnei Ir? Because you want to get paid for the job that you did. So they say, but you didn't do a good job. It's your fault it got stolen. He has to swear, no, it's not my fault it got stolen. For the Gemara, Inami lo neshav yulu poshim. Or else that the Gizbor should not think the whole city is a pasheya. That's why he has to swear in front of them. So afal pi shekiblu Bnei Ir. Lishalim ain a hegdish yoytzeb leshua. The Marsan al-Ganudin. Even though afal pisha kiblu b'nei ir lishalim. Let's say in a case where even after the truma, that really the b'nei ir is potter from paying the Machzor Shekel. Because since they already made the truma, it's considered like all the money reached the gizbor already. And then it got lost. So the Mishnah says you're potter. What about the b'nei ir inside, but since hegdish is having a loss, the money really did not reach them, will pay off a second time. Still the din is ain't a hegdish yaitz of leshvua. Still there's a takana to say the shliach has to swear to the gizbor that it wasn't his fault. So Korban learns this goes according to Rav Yechinen. Says afal pisha kibla means and Rav Yechinen koyv go according to Rav Yechinen. They come out the shvua zu takana kachomni. The rabbanim made a new shvua here by the Machzor Shekel. She ain't a hegdish yaitz of leshvua. Tukach afilu kiblu anshei peir aleim. It's according to Rabbi Yechon, it's a takana here, that you can't let Hegdish go without swearing to him. So even if the people want to pay by their own, to machta shekel, still they have to swear to Hegdish, that the shliach has to swear it wasn't his fault. It's according to Rabbi Yechon, now it's a takana kavua. You can never pop yourself in the shvua. You'll always have to swear. Well, now, Hefresh Shiklet, let's say somebody, Reuven, a private person, was Mafras a Machsa Shekel. He set it aside, this is the money I'm going to give to the Machsa Shekel. The Yovat, and it got lost in his own property. What's the locha? Reb Yechonen Omar Chayim Bach Yusei. This person is Chayim to give another Machsa Shekel. Achim Ashrenu LeGizber. Up until you didn't give it to the Gizber yet, it's still in your Rishus, and you're Chayim Bach Yusin. You have to give another one. Reb Yishimim Ben Lokishaymer. Hegdish Rishus Hagvoya V'chol Mokem Shu. The klal, like, as soon as you're makdish it, you say this money is for the Machsa Shekel, so you always say the klal is called Hechad Isa Rishus Ad Hegdish Isa. Like, Hegdish is all over the place. So as soon as you're makdish it, right away it's considered like it's in Hegdish's Rishus, and it got to the Gizber ready. So the got lost later, it's tough on the Gizber, and you're Potter. That's not Rishlokish. So if you're referring to Korvededa, Chayim Bach Yusin, Afilu Liyacha Shenitmura Truma. That's not Rabbi Yechon. Up until it didn't get to the Gizba yet, you have to pay another one. Hegdish Meshuz Gevoya B'chomokim Shu, V'yafilu Kodim Shnit Reporter. Hishlokas says no. As soon as you're Makdish, the Machsa Shekel, right away it's considered like it reached the Gizba's Rishus, and if it got lost then, it's lost from the Gizba, not from you. So the Gemara, Masnissan Pligi Arashim Ben Lokish. Our Mishnah argues on Arashim Ben Lokish, because our Mishnah says, Nishvoylov Neir. What was the case of our Mishnah, clearly, that the whole city gave the Machsa Shekel already. The Mamash Mafreshid, they gave it, and they gave it to a Shliach to bring it up to Yerushalayim. And if the Shliach lost it on the way, we say if he lost it before they took off the Truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan in the Beis Hamikdash, so the Bnei Ir has to give another Machsa Shekel. So we see Luchur, what, there's still a Chai Bachrusan, not like Rosh Lokish. Rosh Lokish says, as soon as you're marked the shit and say this should be for the Machsa Shekel, right away it's considered like it's in the Gizbe Rishus. And our Mishnah says clearly not like that. Our Mishnah says that if the Shliach, it was lost by the Shliach, the Shliach swears to the Bnei Ir, he was an honest, he's Potter, but the whole Bnei Ir has to give another Machsa Shekel. So you see, it's still Chayim Bach Yusim. V'lo yoid v'aitam mishum shruas takona. The Chur, some say this like a terrace. Omishanim the first learns, lo yoid hi mishum shruas takona. Means Avzu Minatakona. Rosh Lakish will answer you, this is also part of the Takonas Rabbonin. Really, really, when you're marked to something right away, it's still like it's Hegdis Rishus, and you should be Potter. There's a Takonas Rabbonin here, in this case of a Shliach, to say that you're Chayit. But only by a Shliach. Why by a Shliach? He says, Avzu Minatakona. So Yizalzlo Beakdashus Yishalchu Oysamade Shliach. Elakolechod Yovish Shikla Beatzmoy. Lishom. The Mitzvah Boy Yosim Beshluchay. There's a new takon, if you sent your Machsa Shekel with a Shliach, then the Rabbanan said, if that money's going to get lost, you're going to have to pay another one. You know why they said that? Because they don't want you to send it with a Shliach. Mitzvah boy yosim begufa, it's a bigger mitzvah if you do it yourself than sending with a Shliach. So they want you yourself to take the Machsa Shekel to the Beis Hamikdash. Now Rosh Lakish says, if you take the old Machsa Shekel, let's say it got lost on the way, and the chaim, then you're potter. Because when you make the Machsa Shekel right away, you're making it Hegdish, called Heichod Yisav, Rishus and Hegdish Yisav. It belongs to Hegdish right away. It's only a Takonah now Mishnah that if you don't bring it yourself, you give it to a Shliach, since you're being mezalzel in the mitzvah, giving it to a Shliach to do, here the Rabbanah made a Takonah. That lo yitzu, that money gets lost, you're going to have to give another one. Then it's only mid Rabbanah, not mid Raisa. Tony, Horishoinim Neuflin Letaklin Charatin. Now, we're talking about a case where the money got lost, the Machsa Shekel on the way up, and the din is the Bnei Yir has to bring another one. Now they bring a second Machsa Shekel. And then we find the first one. Either the Ganav returned it, or else when it was lost, the ship that got sunk, the ship came up again. And they found the Machsa Shekel now. So the Kitzur now, you have two Machsa Shekel from this city. What do we do with both of them? What do we do with either one of them? So Tony, one writer says like this. Horishonim, the first Machsa Shekel, we don't know which one, what's called the first one. We'll soon see what's the first one. Whatever's called the first one, Neuflen Letakten Charatin. That's the one that goes into the new Sheforis, for this coming year. That's the one you pay for the machta shekel. For this coming year's machta shekel. The hashniyim, the second one, is noifle l'taklin l'taklin atikin. Goes into last year's shofaris, which is not brought for kabonis anymore, but is used for other things. It's not used for kabonis. Because now, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to buy the kabonis from the new money. So the first machta shekel they set aside, that goes into the new shofaris. That you can use for the regular machta shekel for the coming year's kabonis. Mashenkin, the second machta shekel, that goes into the old shofar from last year. So they do other things with it. Yeah. Now, Eloheinu Rishonim, V'Eloheinu Hashniyim. Now, which one here is called the first machta shekel, and which one is called the second one? Again, the city first collected one set and sent it with the shliach. Then it got lost, it got stolen. So then they sent a second set up. And after the second set reached there, then they found the first set, and they sent back the first set. So what's called now the first and second one? Is Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Abba, Mori, Samachloikis. Chadoma, one says, Elu Shasholchu Bnei Yertchila. Hey, it's the first set that was sent by the Shliach, even though that set got lost. And they brought up a second set. And now the later first set brought the first set, but that first set, since that was set aside first, that's called the Master Shekel. That one goes for the Taklin Charatin for this year's Master Shekel. V'charon Omar, that Losh means, like it says, V'idachoma, the other one says, Elu Shegiya Liyodin Gizborim Tchila. No, the second tier, since that's the one that reaches the Gizba first, because the first set got lost, got stolen. Then they collected another set of Master Shekel and sent it up to the Gizba. So the second set that reached the Gizba first, that's called the first Machta Shekel, and that's the one that goes into the Taklin Chadatin, goes into the new Sheforis for this year's Kabonis. And then when they have the second one, that goes for the old Sheforis, which they use for the other things. So the Bedek Abayis use it for. We'll see later on what it's for. So the Mishnah. Ha-noisein shikloi l'chaveroi. If you give your shekel, your Machta Shekel to your chaver, Lishkol al-yodai. Again, you can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. So ask your friend, he's going to the Beis HaMikdash anyway. Do me a favor. Here's my Machta Shekel. Deposit it in the Sheforis there for me. V'shokloi al-yodai atzmoi. You know what your friend did? He took your money and used it for himself. He gave your Machta Shekel for his own sake. That's what he did. So it depends. In Nitmru ha-truma mo'al. If the Beis Din takes the truma, takes out the money from this lishka to buy the animals, as soon as they take the money to buy the animals with it, right away you're moil. So he learns the Korban Edom, al yodah means bishviloi. I told my friend, take my master shekel and pay for me. And he took my money and used it for himself. So it depends. In nitmur hatruma means koidem sheshokal bishvil atzmai. If before he took the money for himself, they made the truma. So then we say mual. Why? The miyad she nitmura truma alosted ligvois. Hoy yizeh ha-shekel shenosun lechaveroi lishkel olav b'rishus hegdish. That as soon as the Beis Din takes the truma on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we're going down, when they take the truma, so you have in mind everybody that has in mind to bring the machta shekel also. So as soon as they take their truma, it's seated like this Reuven. He gave his machta shekel to his friend to take up. So since Reuven gave the Machta Shekel, it's similar like that Machta Shekel already reached the Gizber. So the Gizber now has Reuven's Machta Shekel. So it's Bishus Hegdish. Now, when the friend takes Reuven's Machta Shekel and gives it for himself, Nenem in Hegdish. He is having the enjoyment now from Hegdish. And it's called Hegdish because the Gizber already received it like. Since they took the Truma, we're going now at the last Mishnah that your Terman are lost in Ligvoit. Anybody that eventually will give the Master Shekel has seemed like the Gizba received it right now. So the Kitzah, the Gizba received Reuven's Shekel already. Now when the friend is using Reuven's Shekel, he's having a nor from it. Therefore he's moral. He has over this the Mila. The Gemara will explain what hanor does he have. Like what enjoyment does he have? The Kasher is of doing a mitzvah, we have the cloud, mitzvah slav lehenes nitna. You're not having a nor from the mitzvah alone. So Gemara comes out, he popped you from a mashkin. That the pshat is, he had this friend now, if he wouldn't have given Reuven shekel, so of course he didn't give any shekel at all. So the Beis Din would go down to his house now and take away a mashkin from him. because you used your friend's shekel in your name, Bezdin won't come down to you to take away your mashkin. So that's called you having hanor, like mishtarshi. You're keeping the mashkin in your house, so that's called you having hanor. So you're having hanor because of hegdish, that's the issa mila, you have to bring a korban mila. What about ha-shoykel shikloi mina hegdish? You have hegdish in your rishus, and you forgot it was hegdish. And you took this money that's hegdish, and you gave it for your own master shekel. That's what you did. Is the first also shoyke shikloi mina hegdish? Shoye biyodei moye shukti shulu betekabayis. You had money in your house that you were makdish for betekabayis. You said, this money now, these shkolim, should be in the betekabayis. And now you made a mistake, and you thought this shekel is chulun dik shekel. The shokol meyem shikloi. And from this money now you took a master shekel to give for your mitzvah's master shekel. So Mishnah says, the nitrimo ha-truma. And the bezin already made the truma, they already took out a bucket full of the money of the master shekel. The korva ha-behema. And the bezin already bought the animals, and they were makr of the animal, is alocha mol. Once they're makr of the animal, they buy the animal, then we say you're over the yisamila. In other words, you now are having enjoyment from the hegdish. So the mafarish karmeda, the nitrimo truma, the korna behema b'yaisa truma. Now the bezdin went and already bought an animal from the truma, from the master shekel, the krivu, and they also were makr of the animal. Oznes chayev hashoykel korbimila. Then we say this person that used hegdish's money to partir himself from his own master shekel, now it's called that he's having hanor from it, and he's over the yisamila. Avoloi koydim, but not before the bezdin bought the animals and shechted used the animals. Why not? Lefi shein mila ela b'moitzi min hegdish lechulin. Usually the yisam mila is, you take hegdish's money, and you take it out lechulin. You use it for your own purpose. So there's a shina rishus. You're taking it out from hegdish's rishus into your rishus, you're over in yisam mila. Aval ha-moitzi mei hegdish lehegdish. But here, you're taking true hegdish's money, you have this money that you will makdish lebedek abayis, and what are you doing with it now? You're not using it for your own purpose, you're vitally giving it to hegdish for the makdish shekel. So just the fact you gave it to the Maksa Shekel would not give you an Isamila, because you weren't Maitzi Mirishus Hegdish Lirishus Chulin, you were Maitzi Mirishus Hegdish Lehegdish. So therefore there's no Isamila. Afal Pishanena, even though you had a Noor now that the Bezdin won't take away your Mashkin from you, you had a Noor, but still there's no Isamila. Is there in a Moyel Ela Acha Shosu Maisa Behegdish Hashemi? You're only over the Isamila until they do a Maisa with the Hegdish Hashemi. That means later, when the Gizba takes the Maksa Shekel and buys a carbon with it, then he's taking the money and gives it to a private person to buy his animal. So when the money goes to the private person, it's called the money's going out lechulin. So that's the case that because of you, this money that originally that belongs to the Bezdin Gabayis, you're causing it now to go out lechulin. So when they buy the animal later, that's when you're over the Yisamila. But not before then. Because just the fact you gave Hegdish's money to the Gizba from Master Shekel, there's no white sof from one rishus to another rishus. He gave it from one pocket of Hegdish to another pocket of Hegdish. It's only later when Hegdish uses the money and buys an animal with it, they buy the animal from a regular farmer, so then when they give the money to him, then the money goes out lechulin. That's the city you caused that your original money for the Bezdin Gabayis later is going out lechulin. So when it goes out lechulin later, that's when you're over the Yisamila. Let's say somebody has in his house Moyes Maisesheni. In other words, you had a lot of papers growing, and it was too heavy to carry through Shlayim, so you poured you with our money. And you had this money in your house. And by mistake now you took this money and made it into the Master Shekel. Or else Midmei Shriyas. You have the Paris of Kedusha Shriyas, and you bought something with it. So the money also was Nitfas with the Kedusha Shriyas. And with this money now, Kedusha Shriyas, you gave it to the Gizba for the Master Shekel. The halacha is, Yoichal Kenegdim. You have to like be paid the money that you gave for the Master Shekel. What does that mean? Yech kned the Gemara for us, so the Gemara will explain. In other words, you have to be paid to it. You have to take another money and say, wherever the Maisa Sheni is, you want the Maisa Sheni to be paid on this money now. So you could take off the Kedusha Maisa Sheni from the money that you gave to the Gizba for the Master Shekel and put the Kedusha of that Maisa Sheni on the money you have right now. So now this money, you have to act like Maisa Sheni and eat this money in Yerushalayim. Who are then by Shvias. You could also be paid the Kedusha Shvias. Even though the money you gave to the Gizbur has Kedusha Shvias on it, take another coin, the same size as that coin now, and say wherever that coin that has Kedusha Shvias is, you want it to be chal of this coin now, so this coin now has the Kedusha Shvias. And Yerachal Kenegdim means use this coin with the Kedusha Shvias. In other words, you have to take off the Kedusha Maisa Sheni and the Kedusha Shvias that you put on, that's on that coin that you gave for the Machzor Shekel.
Yeah, so the Gemara says, HaShekel, Anan Teninon, we learned in Korvo HaBehema. If the Behema was Korv, that's what it says in our Sefer. It says in the Sefer, the Mishnah, that if you have money in your house that's Hegdish, and you give it to the Gizbo L'Shem Machzor HaShekel, so the Mishnah says, your Moal when? When they take the Truma and they buy the Korban. When they buy the carbon with it, then you're moel. That's what it says in the Sefer of our Mishnah. Tzimor says, V'tani Devei Rebbe in Nitrumo HaTruma. If they already took the Truma off it. So the carbon Eidot learns like this. He says, Anan Tanin, we learned, V'reshah the Mastisin in Nitrumo HaTruma. The ratio of the first case, the Mishnah only says that if your friend uses your shekel to give, he's moel when? As long as Bezdin made the Truma. V'tona devei Rebbe tona af b'reisha v'korv ha'behema. Now tona devei Rebbe is, even in the reisha, he's only over the yisamilah if they buy a korban with it. So he learns, v'lei pligi, there's no machlekes. T'tana didan somich ha'seifa, sh'lefarvas bo mila shneim. That's where the korbanator learns. That we'll learn now, Mishnah, both cases, you're only over the yisamilah when they take the truma, the bezdin, and they go and buy the korban. When they buy the korban, that's considered they're taking your money and be moitzit lechulin. Since they're being moitzit lechulin, therefore you're over the yisamilah. Because just the fact you're using your money and give it to Hegdish, from one Hegdish to another Hegdish, there's no yisamilah. Only if it's being moitzit lechulin, then there's an issa of Hegdish, of milah. Here, now you skip the brackets. The Mor says, Man tano im nitrimu hatruma. If there is a brisa that says, not like we just said, that there's an yisamilah just when Bezdin takes off the truma, even before they buy the animal, even before they use the money, right away you're over the yisamilah. Who holds like this? So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon. This goes according to Reb Shimon. The Yomer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Miyad hoyim makabu moisov for kahanim zrizin hein. Now, really, this is a Mishnah later on. That's a question there. When Bezdin, let's say, the Gizba buys a food or a substance for the Beis Hamikdash, they buy, let's say, flour or they buy oil. When does the Bezdin pay the farmer when he gives the flour or the oil to the Beis Hamikdash? So one Lam Yama says there, we don't pay them till after, like, we used it. We make sure there's no hefsid, then we pay you. Reb Shimon says no. As soon as we take the food from you, right away we pay you. We're not afraid maybe the food will get ruined by Hegdish. And that's Reb Shimon's Torah that says, Miyad hoyim makabel moisov, he would receive his money right away. And we're not afraid anything would get ruined, the food, with something would happen to it. Why? Because for Kahanim's reason, him, the Kahanim are Zoras, they take care of it. Therefore, here also, as soon as Bezdin takes the Truma, means takes out the new money from the Lishka to use it to buy the animals, so even before they bring the Korban, as soon as they get the animal from the farmer, right away Bezdin gives them the money. So therefore, there's an Isamila right away, even before the Hakrav or the Korban, because right away Bezdin gives the money to the farmer. Whatever it is, you have to pay them right away. And we're not afraid to get lost by Hegdish, get ruined. Why? Because for Kahanim's reason, hein. So, who was in here also in this Braisa? Now what? You had money Hegdish here, and you gave it for the Machzor Shekel. So say now, when is it considered like it was Mual? Not by giving it for the Machzor Shekel, because that's considered the giving from one Rishus Hegdish to another Rishus Hegdish. It's only when Hegdish takes the money and buys animals with it. When they buy animals, they're giving the money to the chulin, to a hegit. That's called yetzim rishus. So our Mishnah says, Vice says, when do they pay for it? They pay for the animals after the bezdin used the animals, used it for korban, the amak of the animal. That's when the gizbar now pays the farmer for the animals. So after that korvas a korban, now the money goes out to the chulin. That's what our Mishnah says. The Braisa that says no, right away, as soon as they take out the Truma, as soon as they take away the money, doesn't mean as soon as they take out the money, but now, what do they do with the money? They have to go buy animals. How do they buy animals? Reb Shimon says, as soon as the farmer gives you the animal, right away you pay him up. So you don't have to wait until Bezdin actually uses it for korban, and then they pay up, then the money goes out to chulin, even before the makrib of the animal. But as soon as they buy the animals, right away Bezdin pays. So when Bezdin takes this money, the Machzor Shekel, and gives it to the farmer, so Bezdin now is being moitzi this money lechulin, and really there's no din, because it's not only Machzor Shekel, really this money has Kedushas Bezdin Gabayis on it, because you were first Machzor Shekel Bezdin Gabayis, so you're causing now this money should be moitzi lechulin, that's what you're mole. So
Our Mishnah says Yoni Moal when the Bezdin buys the korban and vayt is kor of the behema. They actually make that krovo. That goes according to Tanakhama later, that Bezdin never pays for the products until they use it up. Mashenka, the Bryce here that says no, the Mila is right away as soon as you buy the animal. That goes according to Rav Shimon. That holds you pay up right away. We're not afraid they won't use the animal will get room because it's a klalius kahana must read the name. Like the commentator says, Miyato and Mikabel Moisav. Rav Shimon Pola Godet Nan Hosim. Hamaspik. If somebody says, I'll pay for the oil, I'll supply the oil or the flour, Einu Mikabel Es Moisav Achiei HaMizbeach Meratzav. Tanakhama says you don't get paid for your stuff until after it was brought on the Mizbeach. Rav Shimon Sova no. The Miyato and Mikabel Es Moisav. As soon as you give the flour, the Shemin, you get paid right away. We're not afraid. Maybe something would happen. But they shakanim's reasoning. Kind of watch carefully what they're doing. Hare, we see shafilu loykorva behema. Even before they actually brought the animal for a korban, elishakana waysam kvar yotza moys lechulin amoil. As soon as Bezdin takes out the money from the truma, right away when they buy the animals, they give the money right away to the farmer. So right away that money is called yotza lechulin, and there'll be a mila right away. And our Mishnah that says no, the milu is only chal after you use the korban, goes according to Tanakhama later. That Bezdin does not pay them yet until first they use the animal, they saw no psulim happen, then they use the money. So that's when it's yos lechulin, that's when you're over the yisamil according to our Mishnah. Yeah. So the Moran now, Avakasha, Avakasha now, Ilu ha-goyne voilosei, shochaver, Avakasha now Mishnah. What does the Reish of the Mishnah say? That if I give my shekel to my friend to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, so when my friend uses it for himself, he's over the Yisamila. So mashma what? That he's using the shekel for himself. It's not the pshat he's giving my shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, but he's using it for himself. For the Gemara, why is it called he's using it for himself? The kash ilu ha-goyne v'elosa shechaveroi. Let's say I steal somebody else's korban oilah. Reuven had a korban oilah, and now Shimon steals it and brings it to the Kayan and tells the Kayan, here's a korban oilah, go bring it. Now the Kayan usually brings a korban oilah for wherever it is, for wherever the Bailam is. Let's say the Kayan shechted stam is shechted stam, stam ulerlu shem Bailam or shernim mechaperis. Don't we say that minastam means the Kayan is shechting for who the real Bailam is? So since the real owner was his korban oilah, he has his kapara. So even though somebody stole this from him, so what? The kapara goes to the original Bailam. So according to Kashi here also, if I give my shekel to my friend to pay for me, when he gives the shekel, lemaisa, the shekel now is my money. So the Chura, I'm makayim my mitzvah. So for this person should not be over the estimator at all. Like you didn't do anything with my money. In kafarat, it's still my mitzvah. It says, in kev hakanami gabishkolim, kishenit nulishcha, eina nikira shekel shemihu. When you put the shekel into the lishka, into this big room, we don't know who it's coming from. V'unitrim stam. Later, when the kanim go and take out a truma, take out a bucket full from here, they use the money stam. Means l'shem mishu. Whoever this money belonged to, for you, will be mekayim the mitzvah. V'choyzer ha-shekel l'baylam ha-rishaynim. V'lami ye-chayev korban milah. So why is the second person not chayev korban milah? It was never yotze, it was never moil. The money went for the first baylam. And to the Gemara, I'm a Reb Yudin, Tiftra, I'll answer you, then Nisuyim. We're talking about now when the second person used the shekel, Nisuyim means we know that it was done for himself. And when the Kohen later takes out the Truma, he takes it out for that person and not for the first person. What does Nisuyim mean? Moshal is a Moshal like Beis Rabban Gamliel. Shoyim Mischavin, they had Kavono, V'doich V'doich Kupon. They would push themselves and put the money into the Kupon. In other words, the people there would see that this money came from Beis Rabban Gamliel. Here also, we're talking about now the friend took this money and put it into the lishka in a manner that the Kohanim there knew that it's your Bachta Shekel. So they thought that the money is for you and they're bringing it for you. So that's called mo, because you're using somebody else's Bachta Shekel. Then the Sleem, he says, Kohen Adam, Shenikir, we could tell. For Yadua Shul Shen, it belongs to the other one, belongs to the second one. The Irie Shaosa Kemoi Shaosa Shabeshim Leil, they did like it says by Beshim Leil. They pushed their way through, they threw it there, and they knew it was them. So therefore, it doesn't go for the first one, for the real Bailam, but it goes for the second one. Therefore, he's over the Yisamila. V'chosh loymer for the Gemara kashyom shemal lishurayim hay noiflim. The Gemara Porach says v'chosh loymer lo mahu meivi korban milo. Why does this second person have to be korban milo? Dilma loy nikne behema mishekel ze el misaisa bekupa hagadolo vein shurayim halishka. In other words, saying that when people brought the master shekel, they brought it into the base of Migdash, into a special room. It was called the Lishcha. This room and all the master shekel. Now, not all that money was used for the Kabbonis. The Bezdin went and took out a truma, means they took a bucket full of shkolim from this room out, three times a year we had before, on Pesach, on Shavuos, and on Sukkot, and they took out the money and used it to buy Kabbonis. But the leftover money was used for something else. So maybe the shekel that this person put in there wasn't used to buy the behemoth. So why do we say in the Mishnah is chayav a korban milah? Because when they buy the animal, you're making the money go to chulin. Maybe they didn't use your shekel to buy the animal. So how do we know vadi chayav a korban milah? Maybe the shekel you put in there is still in there. It wasn't yosla chulin at all. V'chifademar v'chiyesh milah b'shurayim. Ella, you want to tell me Rav Meir? So Rav Meir oyma moylam b'shurayim. Anachlan Rav Meir says yes, there is an issur milah on shurayim. But other man yomim say no, there's no issur milah on the shurayim. So according to those man yomim, should be shver al mishnah. And the Gemara oid hibe mesuyim shavesham gamliel shayim ischavim v'terem l'shmoi. No, the terrorist is like we just got finished saying. We're talking about now when this person put the shekel in the lishcha, he did it in a manner that we recognize it was this shekel, like shavesham gamliel. They pushed it away there and they threw it there. So it was nikir, it was their shekel. And we're talking about now, Enechanami, we know for sure when the Bezdin made the Truma and took out the Master Shekel, the Bar Kabbonis, they took his shekel. But since they took his shekel, therefore it's called, it was Meitzel Echulim, therefore it's over the Yisemila. For the Gemara, my name, what kind of law are you having here? Omer Abavim, B'Shem Rabbonin, the Tamon, Mechivet, Shebezdin, Ruin Lamashkin, Voloi Mashkonoi, Kemoshinen, like in the Reisha. Since really, if you don't pay the Master Shekel, we take a Mashkin away from you. But now that you're claiming that this is your Machta Shekel, you're potter from the Mashkin, they won't take away a pledge from you. So therefore, you're saving yourself that you're keeping the pledge in your Rishus. That's called you having a Noah from Hegdish. Vayta Meister Sheni, if you give Meister Sheni for Machta Shekel, you have to be pointed to Meister Sheni. The Pasuk says,
yeah, this is a Pasuk by Bechor, that the Pasuk of Yikra says, Ach Bechor Asher Yevukur Lashem, the Behema, is lo yaktish is oisai. Now, as a behemah that's a bechor, you can't give it any other kedusha. So we dashkin from this pasuk that kol shu kodesh, anything that has some kedusha on it, ain't kedusha chal olav. You can't give it a second kedusha. Like once it has other karbonas to it, or it has a kedusha of a bechor, you can't give it other hegdish. Here also, if this money first had a kedusha's maisa sheni on it, so you can't now make it for a matzah shekel. Therefore, Ketzer Weiser, what do you have to do now? You already gave this money of Maisa Sheni to the Gizba of the Teres Machtes HaShekel. Is maybe Sela Shechulin. Bring now another Sela that's just Chulin, a regular money. The Omer and say like this. Moyes Maisa Sheni B'chomokim Shein. The money that was Maisa Sheni, wherever it is, even though it's by the Gizba now, Yehei Mechulolin. It should become Chulin. It should go out without Kedusha. Our Sela Zu. Where should the Kedusha go? On this Sela, this coin that I have here right now, the Yoisa Sela Nitzfas the Shein Maisa Sheni. Therefore, the coin you have here right now, this coin becomes Maisa Sheni. The Yashar Nasu Shcholim, and the other ones, the Moyisor Rishonim that you already gave to the Gizbul Shein Maisa Hashekel, that is Chulin now because you appointed the Kedusha of it. The Mela now it becomes Maisa Hashekel. And then within the same thing is by Kedusha Shrias. You have to be paid to the Kedusha Shrias another money. Therefore, the original money, the Kedusha goes off it. Therefore, it could remain to be the Machzor HaShekel. All right, we'll stop here. Holden Davov. Yeah, Mishnah.